scoreboard. Sandoval comes in and gets the two-pitch save. Player of the game, though, is going to be Brett Leho. He's 2-for-3 to Jay with a couple RBIs. Also had a strikeout. So, player of the game, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. So visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, once again, final score of Game 1, Delta 5, Basalt 4. Stick around. We've got Game 2 coming up next in just a little bit. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Jam is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Helden Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518.
That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Chaco Chang is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared or style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Chaco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Delta Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HeldenMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, fan blasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518.
That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Delta Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2929. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, fan blasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518.
That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Thank you. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Chaco Town is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Chaco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's the shop, save, and buy from Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com to shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowden Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowden Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowden Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helmy Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Doughton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughton Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, the shop save and buy from Melbourne Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Jaco Chang is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Stopping time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Melbourne Motor Company.
They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmannMotorsCo.com or stop by 759-92 and Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Mark Tanner back with you here in El Jabal at Crawford Field. Delta coming away with a game one win in this doubleheader here against Basalt, 5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Take a look at the starting lineups now for both teams. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmannMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Delta starting lineup, as head coach Steve Ryer said, shaking it up just a little bit here in game two. Ty Reed's still going to lead off, and he'll be your starting pitcher. But Landon Quay will be batting second and playing shortstop. Batting third will be the catcher, Brendan Baird. In the cleanup hole, as customary, is first baseman Trayton Sandoval. Batting fifth and playing third base will be Jesse Hancock. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Braden Sprout, who got the win in game one. Pitched a really good ball game. Went 7 2/3 with 7 strikeouts and a walk. Connor Workman will be batting 7th and playing left field. In the 8 hole will be the second baseman, Jesse Delgado, and batting 9th, the right fielder, Brett Leho. So the lineup for Basalt is pretty much the same. All I'm seeing is one change that I was told may not end up being a change depending on circumstances, but we'll just have to wait and see on that. Regardless, leading off for Basalt will be their designated hitter, Cage Snyder, and he'll be batting for the catcher, number 32, Cody Barton. Batting second, the first baseman, Gage Balderson. Balderson took the loss in game one on the mound. Batting third, the third baseman, Sam Sherry. Batting in the cleanup role, this is where the change comes in, will be the right fielder, number 17, Cooper Crawford, didn't see any playing time in the first game. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Wish Moore. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, Blake Chadbourne. In the seventh hole, the shortstop, Elias Schindler. Batting eighth, the starting pitcher for game two for Basalt, Taylor Hayes. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Chaney Morris. So I thought I saw the umpires getting ready, and I do indeed. It looks like they are coming to the field now, and we'll get the plate meeting and the exchanging of lineups between the coaches, and then we will get the game underway. So in the meantime, we are going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518.
That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Welcome back. Mark Cantor here with you. And once again, getting ready to start game two of this doubleheader against Basalt here in El Jebel, Crawford Field. And if you're just joining us, the reason this game isn't being played at Basalt High School is they're having some construction done on their baseball field. Apparently their brand new batting cages collapsed under the most recent snow, so they've got some construction going on to fix that, and so they opted to play here at Crawford Field. This field actually is used primarily by Aspen as their home field for baseball. Most of the time for Aspen, their baseball field this time of year is under a couple inches of snow. I say inches, it's more like a couple of feet, really. And last year we did actually play at Aspen High School. As if you'll recall, the baseball season did start later than normal due to the pandemic, and Delta ended up traveling to Aspen, and I'll be honest, this field's actually a little better to play on than Aspen's field at their high school. This one at least has an outfield wall. The one in Aspen does not. So, regardless, it's a nice field. It's 340 down the right field line, 348 to right center, 406 to straightaway center, 342 to left center, and 320 down the left field line. So, short deck out there in left field. If any of our boys can get a hold of it, maybe put it over the fence down the left field line. So Taylor Hayes warming up here to face Delta. Once again, Ty Reed set to lead off. Reed had a pretty good game in game one. He went 2-for-4 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. So, again, a solid game for Ty. He really had a good season so far. Of course, Ty, the only freshman that generally starts for this team, one of three freshmen on the team, along with Joe Black and Rip Lockhart. But again, Reed, the only freshman that has seen a significant amount of playing time, and he's done really well with it. He plays a really good right field and hits the ball well at the plate, and he's had a couple of solid outings on the mound as well. He'll hopefully have another one here in game two as he is the starting pitcher here against Basalt. Basalt has changed their uniforms as they will now be wearing the black tops with goldenrod numbers and the word Longhorns across the front, and then the goldenrod numbers on the back. Delta, of course, in their road greens with black numbers and the white accent, pinstripe white pants. So we're ready to go now, and Ty Reed will step into the right side to face the righty Hayes. Taco Time first pitch forthcoming. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. And the first pitch to Reed is high for a ball. Hayes is set and delivers. This one's going to be lifted into short center field. The shortstop, Schindler, out, calls off the center fielder, and Reed will reach first on the error by Schindler, trying to make a tough over-the-shoulder catch, fell to the ground and can't come up with it. So Delta with their first base runner of the game. That'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. Clay in the first game went 2-for-3. Struck out, scored a run, and stole the base. So Reed with a good lead off of first, held on by Balderson. This pitch is fouled off to the net right in front of me. I did not realize there was also a net covering the right there by the dugout, I was getting ready to duck for cover, so luckily fully protected where I'm sitting just to the right of the Delta dugout. The 0-1 pitch, no ball, Hayes. But the Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw to first, Reed back in plenty of time. So Hayes, back to the rubber now, stares in. Checks Reed over at first, he's set. And delivers the 0-1. Clay, way out in front of that one, and it's 0-2. Clay going to have to choke up and battle now. And this pitch got the catcher Barton somewhere, and he's walking it off. Not entirely sure where that one caught him, but I think Rando actually picked it off his bat, and it caromed back and caught Barton. So now Clay going to have to be tough with two. The pitch. And the dirt bounces over Barton's head, and Reed easily advances to second. So Clay still going to have to be tough with two here. Hayes stares in, has a sign he likes. Comes set. Checks Reed out at second. Checks him again. The 1-2. Foul the plate. Rando continues to battle up there. There's a nice gap between second and first as the second baseman Morris close to the bag. Now he retreats. The pitch is high to Lando. And the count's even at two. So Morris playing close to the bag, not even working in and out, in an attempt to keep Reed close. Reed with a good lead off of second. Hayes checks him, now comes home. This one poked to the right side. The first baseman, Balderson, has a hard time getting it out of his glove and cannot get the speedy Clay, so Delta now with runners on the corners has Reed advanced to third on the infield hit. Bear will come to the plate. Brendan in game one. Went 0-3 with a strikeout and a walk. Taco time first pitch. Misses for a ball. Clay with a good lead off of first, held on by Balderson. Hayes is set. Now comes home. Clay's going. Straight steal. Throw down is not in time to get Clay. So stolen base for Lando there. Delta now with two runners in scoring position. And I believe a 2-0 count. The pitch. This one in the dirt. That's going to hit Bear. So, Brendan will be hit by the pitch. He'll reach first, and we'll get a courtesy runner. That's Chaz Wilkes. So, Delta with the bases loaded, and Trayton Sandoval coming to the plate. Tank in game one. 0-3, reached from an error, run scored, so looking to get a job done here. No outs in the top of the first inning, and the base is loaded. A little poke somewhere would be nice, should score two. Talk of time, first pitch to Trayton. His bounce pass the catcher, and
Reed will hold at third. It's a short backstop here, or a shorter one than we're used to seeing. It's shorter than Delta's, and so not a whole lot of opportunity to advance on one that gets by the catcher. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Hayes. Also in the dirt and blocked well by Barton. Hayes stares in. Has his sign. Kicks and fires. That one's low. So I imagine Tank's going to be taking all the way here. The base is loaded, and Hay is not throwing a strike to him yet. The pitch. Four pitch walk. Sandoval on base. That walk brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. An easy RBI for trading, and Delta's on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 1-0 here, top of the first, and we'll get a conference on the mound from Coach Dan Marquez. Brings his infield in, just going to try to calm down his pitcher, I think, here. He's gotten himself into a bit of a jam early in the game. He's got the bases loaded and no outs. He's already walked in a run, and Jesse Hancock will come to the plate. Hancock came in as a courtesy runner in game one and scored a run. In limited action this year, Hancock has swung the bat pretty well. So Hancock is looking to put the ball in play, I think. The pitch. That is five straight balls from the pitcher, Hayes. So if I'm a Delta batter, I'm not taking that bat off my shoulder until he pitches a strike. The 1-0. Ball two. Action in the Basalt bullpen. As the 2-0 is high for ball three. Looks like Caleb Englert is getting loose for the Longhorns. Hancock will be taking all the way here, and after seven straight balls, Hayes finally finds the zone. Still a hitter's count 3-1 to Hancock. He's got to wait for that perfect pitch from the righty Hayes. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground past the pitcher Hayes to the second baseman Morris to the shortstop Schindler covering the bag. They'll get Sandoval in the fielder's choice at second. Hancock will be at first. One down here, top of one, and Clay scored, so RBI will get credited to Hancock. Brings Braden Sprout to the plate. Hancock going on the pitch. Sprout singles to right. Hancock confused as the ball gets by the right fielder Crawford. Now Hancock turning, Sprout will be held up at third with the RBI double. So Wilkes scored on the play, and as did Hancock. So two RBIs on the triple by Sprout. Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change here a third of the way through the first inning. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. It is indeed going to be sophomore Caleb Inglis coming on the pitch. Looks like we also have several more arms getting loose in the basalt pit over there. I think everybody that was in the dugout went over to the bullpen to start just tossing the ball around. So we'll see if this is going to be a straight change or if Hayes went somewhere in the lineup. I can't tell just yet. So, looks like it's going to be a straight substitution as Hayes heads to the dugout early on in this contest. So, Connor Workman will come to the plate now. Workman in the first game, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Taco time, first pitch to Workman, bounced to third. Runner there looked back and on to first by Sherry to get the second out of the inning. So that'll bring Jesse Delgado to the plate. Delgado did not play the first game. I think this might only be his third at-bat on the season. The pitch is in there for a strike. So Sprout, the runner at third after a 2-RBI double or triple. Here's the 0-1 from England. Change up. Gives strike two. And the pitch is low. Good block by Barton back there. Delgado still got to be tough with two in battle at the plate. Inglis stares in, has his sign. He'll kick and fire. This one on the ground. Slow roller to Sherry at third. He's got to hurry on the speedy Delgado. He'll get him by his step. So a productive first inning for the Panthers. Four runs on two hits. Left a runner on base. There was an error by the Longhorns. Delta leads 4-0 in the middle of four on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Ty Reed coming on to pitch here. I broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. They've been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another fine sponsor of my broadcast, The Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at The Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board-certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at The Sunflower Room. So Schneider, Balderson, and Sherry to lead off the basalt half of the first. Same as game one. Schneider in game one, 0 for 4 with the hat trick of strikeouts. And for those of you non-sports fans, a hat trick is 3. And in case you're interested, 4 is the golden sombrero. So Reed Elsterian, right on right matchup to start the bottom of the first. The pitch lined over Delgado's head at second. Right fielder Leho will come up with it. So a single to start the inning by Schneider. The defensive lineup for the Panthers. First to third is Sandoval, Delgado, Clay, and Hancock. Left to right in the outfield, Workman, Sprout, Leho, Bear behind the plate. Reed on the mound, and Schneider's going, hit and run on. And it's going to go through the wickets on Hancock at third. With Schneider going on the play, he'll reach third. The throw into Hancock is not in time. It is... Actually, I think the throw went to Clay at short. Tried to get Balderson, who was trying to stretch it into second. Throw was offline, and Schneider will score from third. The pitch from Reed to Sherry. This is for a ball. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Reed has the sign, kicks and fires. And that catches Sherry. So now Basalt with runners at first and second, and the cleanup batter, Cooper Crawford, coming to the plate. Delta looking to roll 2 here. No outs, bottom of 1. Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Reed checks the runner out at second. Now comes home. Swing and a miss from Crawford. Reed stares in for a sign. He comes set, checks the runner out at second. Now comes home. This one, bouncer to short. Clay flips to Delgado on to first, and they turn 2. So Balderson advances to third on the play. So the classic 6-4-3 double play. And just like that, there's 2 outs in the inning. Wishmore will come to the plate. Moore takes the first pitch, ball 1. Moore 0 for 3 in game 1, reached on the fielder's choice and scored a run. Here's the 1-0 from Ty. Slow. Balderson, the runner on third after reaching on an error. The pitch. It's going to miss high as well, so. 3-0 to the basalt left fielder. Reed stares in. He'll be set at the belt. Kicks and fires. A four-pitch walk to Moore. Delta Cabinet Company walk puts Moore on first, and Blake Chadburn will come to the plate. In game one, Chadburn, 0 for 2, did have a sack fly. So runners on the corner for Basalt. Two outs, bottom of one. Delta leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Town first pitch to Chadburn. He'll foul it back to the backstop. Reed looks over at Moore at first. Now he'll come set at the belt and deliver home. This is the strike zone there. And the count's even at 1. Pitch had to be just slightly outside as it was right at the numbers. Here's the pitch. That one's definitely high as can't get Chadburn to chase it. So tie behind in the count, 2-1 now. Moore with the lead off of first. Held on by Sandoval. The pitch. This one's going to be fouled out of play on the right side. And the count's even. Reed comes set. The 2-2 delivery. Runner's going. That pitch is high and no throw. So a couple runners in scoring position now for the Longhorns. Moore stole second and Balderson's at third. Reed stares in for his sign. He's got it. Here's the payoff pitch from Ty. That misses the zone inside, and the Delta Cabinet Company walk loads the bases. Celeste Schindler, the shortstop, comes to the plate. Schindler 1-for-3 with a strikeout in game 1. The pitch in the dirt bounces up and away from Bear. He tracks it down quickly. Balderson unable to score from third. Reed set and delivers. This one on the ground off of Reed's foot. Clay kicks it up, steps on the bag. And I don't think that run's going to count, so just the one run on one hit. A couple of errors in that inning for Delta, though. They leave the Longhorns leave the bases loaded, excuse me. Delta gets out of a jam in the first inning and still leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Time for Panther Pride once again, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Denison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So girls soccer extended their winning streak to 3 after blowing out Moffitt County 9-0 last Thursday. 9-0, if you will. Jessica Black scored 2 goals, while Morgan Farmer, Tori Hirsch, Emily Reedy, Aylin Bales, Maddie Brezonic, Alex Hirsch, and Julie Robinson all had 1. Letty Chavez had 3 saves in the goal, while Julia Nelson had 1. The girls are hosting Grand Valley today, and I'll have those results during my broadcast this Saturday. Girls tennis dropped their record to 6-4 overall after a 4-3 loss to North Glen last Friday. The doubles teams of Lauren Angelo and Benedetta Armato, Oakley Hughes and Anna Lee Duncan, and Sharon Vigil and Ella Kia grabbed the 3 wins for the Panthers. The girls have a little time off before they host Grand Junction Central High a week from today. So Brett Leho to lead off the inning for the Panthers. Leho 2-for-3, couple RBIs and a strikeout in game 1. Takes inside. So Inglis on for his first full inning of work. The 1-0 is low and inside to Brett. The pitch. That finds the zone. Here's the 2-1 from Inglis. This one's going to be lined into left field for a base knock. Left fielder Moore gets the ball in quickly. Leadoff single for Leho puts him on at first, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed reached on an error by the shortstop Schindler to lead off the game. Came around to score Delta's first run. Leho with a good lead. Inglis comes home. Reed takes ball 1. The 1-0. Tick back into the catcher's mitt and the count's even. The 1-1 is a bouncer to Morris at second. The throw to first, not in time. And they're able to get Leho at second on the fielder's choice. One down in the inning. Reed at first via the fielder's choice. So Reed will stay in and run for himself. Landon Clay to the plate. Clay singled and scored last inning. The pitch. On the ground to third. Sherry up with it. He bobbles it a little bit. Goes to second. On to first and not in time. So back-to-back fielder's choices. And Sherry not bobbled it. I think the Morris should have been able to get Clay at first. Instead, Lando on at first and Brendan Bear coming to the plate. He was hit by the pitch and last inning. Chaz Wilkes, the courtesy runner, scored. Clay off and going on the first pitch, slides in. The ball rolls into center field. Chadbourne tracks it down quickly and gets it in, but it's another stolen base for Clay. Second stolen base of the game for Lando and third of the day. upstairs in. The 1-0. Lifts it into center field. Chadbourne going back, and it's... Oh, he makes an over-the-shoulder catch. He stuck his glove up, and the ball just lands there. Bear hit it hard to straightaway center, and Claiborne makes the play. So, no runs, one hit. One left on for the Panthers. No errors. Delta still leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by the Sunflower Room. If you need help to relax, let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Dowdy Steel and Machine, also a proud sponsor of my broadcast. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Excuse me. So, Reed out to face 8-9-1 for the Longhorns, starting with the pitcher, Kalen Inglis, who came in relief of Taylor Hayes. In the first inning, Sacco time, first pitch to Inglis. Swing and a miss. Reed stares in. Sets and delivers the 0-1. This one lifted into center field. Sprout came in on it, then goes back and makes the catch. One out, and Cheney Morris will come to the plate. Morris in game one. Two for three. He had a good game in game one. Probably the most consistent hitter in game one for Bissell. Pitch from Reed misses. Here's the 1-0. That's high. Reed stares in for the sign. He's got it now. And delivers. Picks a little off that one. Gets it in the zone. And it's 2-1 to Morris. Reed sets and fires, swing and a miss at a pitch low and out of the zone. And the count's even. Good placement by Reed there. Coached Morris into swinging at a bad pitch. Here's the 2-2 from Reed. This one popped up back out of play over the backstop. The pitch misses, and the count is full. Reed stares in. He has his sign. Set at the belt. Delivers the payoff pitch. This one bounced foul to the toward the Delta dugout. So Reed, once again with the payoff pitch. Strike three looking. First strikeout of the game for Reed is the second out of the inning. And Longhorns will flip the lineup card. Kate Schindler to the plate. He led off the Basalt half of the first with a single and came around to score Basalt's only run. The pitch. It's going to miss. Reed with a long look in. He has to sign now. Status is out. Kicks and fires. That's in for a strike. Counts even at one now. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Delta leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That misses the zone somewhere, and it's 2-1 to the Basalt designated hitter. Reed delivers the 2-1. Fastball outside, and it's 3-1. Schneider stands in on the right side. Reed looking to battle. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Full count now to Schneider. Reed looking to get out of the inning. Stares in. Has his sign and comes set. Payoff pitch from Reed. Foul down the third base line right at the fence in front of me, and we will do it all over again. The pitch. Again, fouled just about the same place. Reed looking to win this battle as he digs in on the rubber. Stares in. Sets at the belt. Delivers the payoff pitch. This one poked into left field. Workman doesn't read it well off the bat. It goes over his head and to the wall. Schneider rolls in at second with a stand-up double. So Gage Balderson will come to the plate, reached on an error by Hancock back last inning. Reed checks Schneider out of second, then comes home. Balderson checks his swing. Reed missed the strike zone. It's ball one. Pitch. That one misses high and tight. So Reed scuffling a little bit here, bottom of the second inning. Delta leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs. Reed will check Balderson at second. Kick and fire. That pitch is low. So Reed with a deep breath. Comes set. The 3-0 comes toward the plate, and it's low. A four-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk puts a runner on first. The runners at first and second now for Basalt. Sam Sherry will come to the plate. Sherry singled last inning. The pitch. Fouled at the plate for strike one. Reed stares in, has his sign. He'll look at Schneider on second. Now comes home. Took a little off that one, and that's strike two. Reed, way ahead. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground, back up the middle. Clay with the fielder's choice to second. That will end the inning. So the double by Schneider and the walk to Balderson do not come back to hurt Ty Reed. Score remains 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we head to the third inning. Due up for Delta will be Sandoval, Hancock, and Sprout. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. They were voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and More. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. 305 Main Street in Delta is where they're making dining experiences. Another proud sponsor, Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, Trenton Sandoval to lead off the inning. Trenton walked in the first. Got the RBI out of it as the bases were loaded. He's looking to start a mess here. In the third, as Delta leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. He looks on for his second full inning of work. He'll stare in, has his sign. Taco time first pitch to Trayton. Is low and outside for a ball. Here comes the 1-0 from Inglis. This one lifted into left center. Chadbourne giving chase. He will catch it in short left center for out number one. And now Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. He reached on the fielder's choice and got an RBI out of it. He also came around to score. All back in the first inning. The pitch. Looks like he might have been squaring the bunt, but pulled it back. And balls outside the zone for ball one. The pitch. Taken inside for ball two. Hancock stares in, Inglis stares in, has his sign, delivers the 2-0, and a swing and a miss from Hancock. The pitch. taken outside, it's 3-1. By and large, Delta looking a lot more patient at the plate this game, something they've struggled with this year is approach at the plate and plate discipline. And Hancock swings and misses at what it would have been ball four, now that I say that. So the count full now. Hancock looking for a base hit or ball four. The pitch is in the dirt. I was mistaken. Or I was not. Okay. Hancock, not aware of the full count. He'll be on first base via the Delta Cabinet Company walk. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout with a 2-RBI triple in the first. Hancock with a decent lead off of first. So Sprout steps into the box. Hancock with his lead. Inglis with the pitch. Pitch is outside for ball one. Inglis checks Hancock at first and then delivers a 1-0. Hancock on the move. Pitches a ball and Sprout, or excuse me, Hancock steals second and way ahead of a throw. And Sprout now way ahead in the count 2-0. He'll step back into the left side to face the righty Inglis. The pitch in the dirt. Good block by Barton. There's the 3-0 delivery from Inglis. Bounces to the plate. Hancock will advance on the wild pitch. Delta Cabinet Company walk to Sprout. Back-to-back walks, as a matter of fact. And Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman grounded out to Sherry at third base last, or back in the first. So Sprout with a really good lead off of first, held on by Balderson. A good lead for Hancock. Sprout's off and moving. Straight steal as the call. Sprout slides in hard at second. And now Delta's got two runners in scoring position. Workman had a pretty good season so far. Fairly consistent at the plate, looking for a base knock here. The pitch. Fouled at the plate. Counts even at one now. And the pitch. Workman takes ball two. So corner infielders playing in on the grass. This pitch, line down the third baseline, past Sherry. Hancock will score. Sprout, round third, heads for home. And Workman is held up at second with a 2-RBI double. Delta extends their lead. It's now 6-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Jesse Delgado to the plate. He grounded out to Sherry in the first inning. Workman takes his lead off of second. Morris almost at the bag, basically to hold him on. The pitch from Inglis. on the ground, in the hole, past the shortstop, and Workman be held up at third on the single. And now Brett Laiho to the plate. Brett singled to lead off last inning, was out at second on a fielder's choice in the following at bat. So one out here, top of three. Delta leads 6-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Runners on the corners. Inglis stares in. He has his sign. The pitch is low. And they're going to call a balk, as I don't think Inglis paused long enough in his set position. So Delgado will be at second. Laiho at the plate. The pitch. This one will be lined in the left field. It'll get down, and Delgado will hold up at third as Laiho singles to left and brings Ty Reed back to the plate. Already Ty's third at bat. He has come to the plate in all three innings as Dan Marcoyo will come out of the dugout. And looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. I think this is going to be Cheney Morris coming in to pitch. And pretty sure that Caleb Inglis will head to second base. My streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Panthers baseball here. Presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Morris completes his warm-up chalkers, and Ty Reed will step in on the right side, to face the righty Morris. Reed's come to the plate three times in the game, but does not have an official at-bat. Reached on a fielder's choice last inning, and then on an error in the second. He has scored a run today. Once again, one out here, top of the third. Delta leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Make that 7-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch from Morris is in for a strike. Morris checks the runners, now comes home. This one fouled into the net in front of the Longhorn dugout. So Tyree quickly down in the count, 0-2, going to have to be tough in battle. The pitch. Reed waits on that one. He fouls it off out of play back behind the backstop. The battle continues. Leho with a good lead off of first, being held on there by Balderson. Delgado with a good lead off of third. The pitch misses the zone for ball one. Morris stares in as a sign. He'll check the runners. And the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Tie a little late on that. Runner was going. Delgado will score from third on the delayed steal. So Leho steals second, and Delgado will score from third to make the score 8-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Reed did strike out, so there's two outs in the inning, and Landon Clay comes to the plate. Clay reached on a fielder's choice last inning, singled in the first, scored a run, stolen a couple bases, bounces it in the hole on the left side, and Leho will be held up at third. And Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear 0 for 1 today. Hit by a pitch in the first and score, and the courtesy runner Chaz Wilkes scored. So Clay will be the runner at first, Leho at third. Morris gets the sign quickly, comes set, and the pitch to Bear. This one's going to be driven into right field. That's an RBI single, and Clay will be held up at second. We'll get a courtesy runner, Chaz Wilkes at first. Delta now leads 9-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs, and Delta's batted through their lineup. Jesse Hancock to the plate. He led off the inning with a walk, stole a base, came around to score. Excuse me, this is actually Sandoval. As Morris steps off, Sandoval flew out to second to lead off the inning. He walked in the first. That's an RBI today. The pitch. Sandoval will take strike one. Clay at second, Wilkes at first. Now Inglis on the bag at second, covering. The 0-1 pitch to Sandoval is misses the zone, and then the count's even at one. The pitch gets by the catcher, and runners will advance 90 feet, so two runners in scoring position now for Sandoval as a 2-1 count. Morris has his sign and is set. The pitch, now back to the screen, and the count's even. Morris stares in, has his sign, and the pitch. This one's going to be lined foul at David Porter down there in the corner, and it's a good thing the net was there. So, here comes the 2-2 to Sandoval. Sandoval checks his swing. So the count's full. not only did Creighton check us, when he checked it late. So that was a close one. Here's the payoff pitch from Morris. This one on the ground, up the middle. Inglis is second. Throws the first to end the inning. So Delta plate five in the inning, and the score is 9-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Due up in the bottom of the third will be 4-5 and 6 for Tyree. That's Crawford, Moore, and Chadburn. My coverage of Delta Panthers baseball is presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Panthers baseball also sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. They've got cabinet design solutions for your home and office and have been locally owned for and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Hellman Motor Company, also a proud sponsor of my broadcast. New and pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Crawford hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the first inning. As Reed nursing a 9-1 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as he has the Taco Time first pitch to Crawford, and Crawford swings and misses. Reed stares in. He comes set and delivers. That misses, and the count's even. The pitch. This is low. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Ty. Swing and a miss. Reed stares in. Now he's set. The pitch. Strikeout swinging. Second strikeout of the game for Reed. First out of the inning. And Wish Moore will come to the plate. Moore walked in the first, stole the base, was left out on second. The pitch. That misses the zone somewhere, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 from Reed. Bouncer back up the middle. Clay behind second. Spins, throws to first, and got it! Great play by Lando. From about deep behind the bag at second, spun and gathered himself in time to make a strike at first to get the batter Moore for the second out of the inning. Blake Chadbourne now to the plate. He walked in the first inning, ended the inning when Clay stepped on second to get the fielder's choice out on Chadbourne. The pitch at the knees for strike one. Tyree dealing now. Can definitely tell he's got some confidence about him. The pitch. That one missed inside. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Ty. On the ground, Chopper Del Delgado fields it cleanly. On the first, and Chadbourne was headed back to the dugout before that play was complete. Three up, three down for the Panthers here. And they are fired up in the dugout. Delta maintains their 9-1 lead on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. They'll bring Hancock, Sprout, and Workman to the plate here in the fourth inning. My broadcaster, Delta. Panther Baseball. Sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. The Sunflower Room, also a proud sponsor of my broadcast. You need help to relax? Well, it's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. And finally, Dowdy Steel Machine, another sponsor. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Jacob Hancock to the plate. Hancock has walked and reached on a fielder's choice today. As an RBI, a couple of runs scored, also a stolen base. Here's the pitch. This one driven down the left field line, but foul. Morris has his side and delivers the 0-1, excuse me. This one's bounced up to the plate and the count's even. Looks like we might be getting some action in the salt dugout. Looks like Elias Schindler is warming up down there. As he hits it to Schindler at short. So it wouldn't be Schindler in the dugout or in the bullpen. Schindler fields it at short, can't get it to first, and that's an infield hit for Hancock. As he beats the throw, that'll bring Sprout to the plate. Sprout has walked and tripled today. A couple of RBIs, a run scored, and a stolen base. Taco Time first pitch to Sprouty. Called strike one. Hancock with a good lead off of first. Held on by Balderson. Dowdy Steel Machine. Pickoff throw not in time to get him. Morris will be set once again after a long look over at Hancock at first. The pitch. This one driven right to the first baseman, Balderson, knocks it down and makes the play at first. One out in the top of the fourth. Hancock advanced to second. And Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman, 1-for-2 with a double, a couple RBIs, and a run scored today. Or at least here in this game. Inglis right on the bag at second, holding on Hancock. Workman reaches out, hits that one to Schindler at first, and an error will score Hancock. So Workman may have even beaten that throw out by Schindler from short. So Workman with a good lead down at first. Delta leads 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here at the top of the fourth inning. One down. And the taco time first pitch to Jesse Delgado is low. Delgado 1-for-2 with a run scored today. Morris, long look over ahead at the runner at first. That's Workman. The 1-0 is low, and the count's 2-0 now to the Delta second baseman. Here's the pitch. Runner's going. It's a hit and run. It's Teixeira at third. The throw on to first gets Delgado. Workman, because he was moving on the play, Teixeira did not have a chance to get him at second. So with two outs, Brett Leja will come to the plate. Brett, a couple of singles and a run scored today, also has a stolen base in this game. Brett's having himself a day. The pitch, this one lifted high into left center field. Center fielder Chadbourne camps out underneath it to retire the side, but more damage done by Delta. One run on one hit, one left on, an error by the Longhorns. Going to the bottom of the fourth, Delta leads 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by A&M Creations on Main and Delta. They are voted 2021 best all-around restaurants. Take seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Another proud sponsor is Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. And finally, Delta Cabinet Company, a proud sponsor of my broadcasts with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco time first pitch to Elias Schindler is in for a strike. Schindler in from the left side against the righty Reed. The 0-1 foul back to the backstop, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Longhorn shortstop. Schindler hit into a fielder's choice to end the first inning. Reed is set and delivers. Misses the zone somewhere on that one, and it's 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Schindler. And the third strikeout of the game by Reed is the first out of the fourth inning for the Panthers. Callum Inglis will come to the plate. Came in as a relief pitcher in the top of the first inning and then moved to second base in the top of the third. He's 0-1 today. Takes ball one. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Reed. That finds the zone. It's 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Two outs in the inning, and Cheney Morris will come to the plate. Started the game at second, came in to relieve Inglis in the top of the third. He is struck out looking today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Reed. This one's going to be hit in the gap on the left side. Seeing a single for Morris, and now Cade Schneider will come to the plate. He's 2-for-2 today with a double and a run scored. The only run scored in the game by DeSalt. Scores 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of your Panthers. Two outs in the inning. Morris on first. Reed steps off. Now Morris will have an average lead down there. First held on by Sandoval. Reed checks and now comes home. This one's popped up and out of play back behind the backstop. The pitch. That's in the zone. And it is quickly 0-2 to the assault designated hitter. Reed stares in. Looks over at first. Checks on Morris. Now he'll be set at the belt. The pitch. Runner's going. In the dirt. Bounces past Bear. And Morris has the stolen base. Now Morris out at second, and Schneider at the plate with a 1-2 count. Delgado working in and out on Morris. The 1-2 misses for a ball. Reed with a long look in. He has his sign now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. Bear picks it up. Down to first to finish the out. No runs. One hit. One left on for the Longhorns. No errors for the Panthers. They lead 10-1 as we go to the top of the fifth on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Panthers baseball and my streaming broadcast is presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Morris out to 5th. Morris came in in relief in the top of the 3rd inning. He'll face, it looks like, the top of the lineup for Delta. It'll be Reed, Clay, and Bear. Reed struck out in the 3rd. He's also been on base via a fielder's choice and an error today. He scored Delta's first run, which ended up being a 4-run first. And then Delta brought the lumber in the 3rd, batting through their lineup and scoring 5 more. And then added to their total last inning, and that's where we're at now, 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Reed saunters to the plate. He's pitched a gem today. Only given up the 1 run. He's got 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Pitch, swing and a miss from Ty. So Morris stares in. Here's the 0-1. That catches the zone, and now Reed's going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. The pitch. This one's going to be lifted foul on the right side. First baseman Balderson gives it a look, but it's in the bleachers. So Reed continues to battle. The pitch misses. Reed able to leave that alone, and it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2. That's high out of the zone. And the count's even. Morris working rather quickly now. Has his sign. And delivers. This one's going to be cued off to the net over by the basalt dugout. Morris has his sign and delivers the 2-2. This one on the ground to the second baseman, Inglis. Soft throw on the 1st, and he'll get Reed for the 1st down of the inning. Now Landon Clay to the plate. Lando, a couple of singles today. He's reached on a fielder's choice. A couple of stolen bags and a run scored. The pitch. This one down the 3rd baseline, but foul. Wait on it. Morris gets his sign and comes set. The pitch to Landa is low. Counts even at one. And the pitch. Way outside. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Morris. Slow, ball three. Hitters count for Clay, 3-1. Morris stars in, first sign, comes set, and kicks and fires. This one. This one fouled off toward me, and luckily there's a net there. Didn't keep me from flinching, though. So here's the payoff pitch from Morris. Behind Clay, and he'll be on via the Delta Cabinet Company walk. Got to bring the lefty catcher, Brendan Bear, to the plate. Bear 1-for-2 with an RBI today. He's also been hit by a pitch and scored a run. Clay, the runner at first, already a couple stolen bases in this game, 3 on the day, and got a good lead down there. The pitch, taken on the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 0-1. About back to the backstop, and Bear going to have to be tough with two in battle now. Clay with a good lead down at first, held on by Balderson. Clay's going. There's the pitch. Bear protecting at the plate, fouls it off, and will stay alive. Morris tears in for his sign. Looks over at Clay at first. He'll be set. And the pitch fouled at the plate by Bear, and he continues to battle. One out here, top of five. Delta leads 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Landon Clay with a good lead off of first. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Clay going. Swing and a miss by Bear. He'll be out, and Clay will have the stolen base. So two down now in the top of the fifth inning, and Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Sandoval 0-for-2 with a walk and an RBI today. Looking to get a base knock here to plate Clay from second. The pitch is low. Morris stares in. He'll have his sign. Checks Clay out at second. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground down the third baseline. Sherry fields it in the breadbasket on the first. Retires the side. So no runs, no hits. One left on for the Panthers. No errors for the Longhorns. Score remains 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two up in the bottom of the inning for Basalt, Balderson, Sherry, and Crawford. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance.
Mark Ganter with you. Crawford Field and Al Jabeau. Your Panthers lead this one 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Reed back to the mound. Facing 2-3-4 in the assault batting order. That's Balderson, Sherry, and Crawford. Balderson's reached on a walk and an error today. If you missed it, Delta won game one of this doubleheader, 5-4. So Balderson in on the right side. The pitch. On the ground to short, play up with it. On to first in time. One pitch, one out. We like to see that. And now Sam Sherry to the plate. He hit into a fielder's choice to end the second inning and is also singled today. The pitch. It's going to be fouled off the catcher's helmet. And this, my friends, is why we wear the equipment. Brendan Bear is no worse to wear now. He's up and moving around, smiling. Catchers are a different kind of human being, if you ask me. The 0-1, misses high. Catcher's a special kind of someone. The pitch. That misses high. So we'll get a new baseball for Ty as he doesn't like the one he's got, and he'll return to the mound. Stares in. And here comes the 2-1. That's outside, ball three. The pitch. This one lifted into left field. Workman back. Now he's underneath it and squeezes it home for the second out of the inning. That'll bring Cooper Crawford to the plate. He's 0-2 today with a strikeout. Reed set for the Taco Time first pitch to Crawford. It's lined into center field. Leho will pick it up and get it in. Two-out single for Crawford will bring Wishmore to the plate. Moore 0-1 with a walk today. He's also stolen a base. Reed stares in. He'll look over at Crawford at first. Comes set at the belt and delivers. Pitch is low, ball one. pitch. Bounces to the plate. Bear blocks it. It's 2-0 to the basalt left fielder. Reed shakes off a sign. Now he's got one in the life. Checks the runner. Now kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He took a little bit off that one. I think he wanted to make sure it was a strike. Crossed up Moore, who was way out in front. The pitch. Bounce chop to Delgado at second. He's going to flip it to Clay at third for the fourth out. Excuse me, at second for the fourth out. And the two-out single causes no harm as Delta still leads 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Due up in the top of the sixth inning for the Panthers will be Hancock, Sprout, and Workman. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Back here in El Jabal, I'm Mark Cantor, and we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change for the Basalt Longhorns. It's going to be number 23, Luke Rappaport. We'll take Inglis' spot in the lineup as Morris will go back to second base. He will face Delta's third baseman, Jacob Hancock. Hancock has singled, walked, and reached from a fielder's choice today. Has scored three times, has an RBI himself, and a stolen base. So a very productive day for Jake. The pitch is low. The 1-0 delivery misses high. Rappaport stares in. He'll have his sign. He sets and delivers. Hancock takes strike one. Hancock steps up. Now back in. The pitch. This one's lifted to short, behind second base, the shortstop Schindler makes the play. One out here, top of six, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout, one for two today, has a triple, a walk, a couple RBIs, a stolen base. Sprout has had a good second game of this doubleheader. The pitch. Misses for ball one. There's the 1-0 from Rappaport. A big swing and a miss from Sprout. I think Rappaport took a little off that. Sprout, he was out in front. So the count even at one now. The pitch. That catches the outside corner for strike two, so Sprout going to have to be tough with two in battle now. The pitch. That's outside, and the count's back to even. The pitch. In the dirt. And the count's full. Long look in by Rappaport. He's now set and delivers the payoff pitch. This one lifted high into short left field. Schindler out on the grass, and he'll squeeze it home. Two outs in the sixth, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor has doubled and reached on an error today. A couple of RBIs, scored a run. Looking for a two-out hit here. The pitch. This is the zone. Workman twisted the hips, but able to keep the bat on his shoulder, and it's 1-0. Rappaport ready now, and the pitch. This one is lifted foul and out of play on the right side. Rappaport with a long look in, and he's set. Delivers the 1-1. That's a strike right down the middle. Guess it was the 1-2, and Workman sits down looking. Three up, three down go the Panthers in their half of the sixth. They continue to lead 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Tyree comes out to work the sixth inning, and he'll face 6-7-8 in the lineup for the Longhorns. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile. Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Looks like we're going to get a substitution here. As looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter for the Salt. Looks like it's going to be number 7, Wilson Matham, to pinch hit for Chadbourn. Looks like he might be the first of two pinch hitters coming up in the inning, as it looks like we've got number 11 in the on-deck circle. Number 11 is going to be Cole Dombrowski. Right. So Reed will face Nathan, lead off the inning, and Taco Time's first pitch is in for a strike. The pitch. That one might have been behind Mason. I can't see him. Reed's only allowed the one run, has three walks and four strikeouts. The 1-1. Misses for ball two. Reed's set. Kicks and fires. This one lifted short right field, hooking foul, and out of play. So the count will be even. So Reed will stare in. Has the sign. Delivers the 2-2. That one was behind Nathan and got him. So Nathan will be the runner at first, and told him Browski will pinch hit for Elias Schindler. Pitch is in the dirt, and Nathan will head to second on the wild pitch. Reed will check the runner at second. Now come home. One's inside. Ball two. Looks like we're going to get a bullpen. Looks like Donnie Raley hustling to warm up. The pitch. Delgado leads off the inning with a infield hit. Now Rip Lockhart will come to the plate to pinch hit for Lejo. So Lockhart with limited action this season. I think this will be only his third or fourth at bat. Good lead by Delgado down at first. Rappaport checks him, then comes home. This one's going to be driven into right field for a base hit. The runners at first and second now on back-to-back singles for the Panthers. And Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed, 0 for 2 today, has reached on a fielder's choice and an error. It's also scored a run. Rappaport is set. Checks the runners. Now comes home. This will be fouled back out of play over the backstop. And that one might have hit a car, but I don't think it was mine. Here's the 0-1. It's in the dirt. This one's going to be hit in the hole past Schindler, the shortstop, and the bases are loaded. Three singles in a row have loaded the bases for the Panthers, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. The pitch. This one's going to be driven into center field. It's going to get down for a hit. One run will score. Now two is the center fielder. Is Mason. That was Mason. So Clay with an RBI single. And Luke Gastineau will pinch hit for Brendan Bear. So Reed at second, Landon Clay at first. Taco time, first pitch misses. The 1-0. Chopper to second, and it's going to be a base hit, and Ty Reed will be held up at third. So again, bases loaded. Five singles in the inning. And Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Sandoval, 0 for 3 with a walk today and an RBI. Rappaport staring at the bases jacked full of Panthers, and Sandoval will foul the first pitch straight back into the screen. The 0-1 misses, and the count's even. Rappaport has the sign and delivers, and this one lifted into center field. The right fielder Crawford is over to make the catch. Reed will tag and score. Clay will tag from second and advance to third. So the sack fly, although the first out of the inning, will score the one run and get Sandoval his second RBI of the day. So Clay at third, Gastineau at first. Donnie Raley comes to the plate. His first at bat of the game. Stands in from the left side. The pitch. Down back to the backstop. Raley came in to pitch in relief. The bottom of the sixth inning. He'll take strike two. The pitch. Swinging him. Foul bat at the plate. So Raley continues to battle up there. The pitch, swing and a miss. So two down, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Delta led off the inning with five straight singles, have scored three runs in the inning. It's 13-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Now we've got two outs, and Braden Sprout at the plate. Sprout, 1-for-3 with a triple and a walk today. A run scored. Fouls it back to the backstop. Delta with runners on the corners. Landon Clay at third. Luke Gastineau at first. Gastineau with a good lead. Rappaport set and delivers. This one on the ground to Sherry at third. He bobbles it. Sprout has speed. Throws no good. And Gastineau hustling into third on the error. Clay will score. It's like we're going to get a pinch runner down at first. Actually, this might be, yeah, it's a pinch runner down at first. It's I think it's number 22, Kyle Kincaid. Joe Black coming in to pinch hit for Connor Workman. He takes strike one. I think this is Black's first at bat of the season, and he'll bounce it to base hit into right field. He'll have his first varsity RBI. Kincaid's at second, and Delgado, who singled and scored to start the inning, is back at the plate. The pitch, that's going to be a base hit on the left side, and that'll load the bases for the Panthers. So Kincaid at third, Black at second, and this ball is launched into left field by Rip Lockhart. It's off the base of the wall. One run will score, two runs will score, three runs will score. A bases clearing double for Rip Lockhart. And Delta. Extends their lead. It is 18-1 as Tyreed comes to the plate, and he'll lift this into left field, and left field Moore there to retire the side. But Delta bats around and then some in the top of the seventh inning and lead this one 18-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll see how this one finishes out. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Doughty Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughty Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughty Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Mark Kenner, back with you here. Panthers lead 18-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll see what we've got defensively out here. I think Kyle Kincaid is in right field. Sprout moves over, or Leho moves over to left. Looks like Reed's still at third, Clay's still at short. Looks like the infield stayed the same. Looks like Bear's back behind the plate after being pinch hit for. Taco time first pitch to Sam Sherry by Rayleigh is a ball. The 1-0 is a ball as well. Swing and a miss on the 2-0. I think Joe Black stayed in to play center field as well. pitch. That's a strike. Counts even now. The pitch. Hit down the left field line and foul. So Sherry steps back in to the right-handed box, and he'll face the lefty Raley. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Looking. Second strikeout of the game for Raley, out number one in the inning. Cooper Crawford will come to the plate now. Actually, it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter. The number four, David Hubble. He takes ball one. The pitch. This one's lifted into left field. Leho over. Makes the play. Now there's two outs in the inning, and Wishmore looks like he's going to be pinch hit for as well. Pinch hitter is number five, and I'm not seeing him on my scorecard, or on my lineup. Raleigh looks like his last name. He's taken three straight balls from Raley. The 3-0. That's a strike. And the pitch. That one failed on Raley, and Delta Cabinet Company walk. We'll have Raleigh on first. That'll bring Wilson Nathan to the plate. Nathan pinch hit last inning, and he was hit by a pitch to lead it off. He'll foul the first pitch here, a back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Once again, Delta leads 18-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs, bottom of seven. It's a runner on first, and the 0-1 is outside. The pitch from Raley. Nope, he's going to throw over, and they got him. Dowdy Stealing Machine kickoff by Raley to end the game. So, player of the game is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. For game two, player of the game is going to be Landon Clay. Clay, three singles today. He walked. He was on, we reached on the fielder's choice. Three stolen bases. He had himself a game here. Delta's back home for a doubleheader against the Moffat County Bulldogs on Saturday. First pitch for Game 1 is scheduled for 11 a.m., and I'll be streaming shortly before that. Once again, the final score of Game 2 is Delta 18, Basalt 1. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.